A very good evening on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Kuftes Vav, Yevamos 115, pagination is 229, about midway on the page, towards the middle of the line, Iboi Luhu, they had the following question. We're dealing with the topic of an aguna, a woman whose husband disappeared, and she wants to know if she can remarry. And obviously, if the husband's still alive, she cannot yet remarry. If we suspect that the husband is dead, we're going to be waiting for specific type of verification on that, and it does not require two actual witnesses. In the case of Aguna, even an Eid Echad, a single witness, is sufficient. Now, this is a phenomenal concept that Eid Echad is sufficient, and the Pesachei Tshuva in Simen Yud Zayin makes two comments regarding this unique status of testimony regarding Aguna. One concept is that the reasons that the Gemara are outlining regarding Eid Echad, that we trust a single witness in such a case, are so powerful that it's considered true, validated, and proven, even though it didn't have two witnesses. In other words, normally we require two witnesses, and we cross-examine them, and it's actually a very powerful type of testimony because you hear from each of them what their perception was. And Bezdin, with great insight, is able to ascertain whether the testimony is believable. Over here, we're so sure that what the one person is saying is true that we're willing to let her remarry based on that. And we'll see, because it's something that is going to be clarified in the future. In other words, if the one aid, one witness, knows that the husband might still be alive, he's running the risk of ruining his credibility, because when the husband prances into town, after this witness said he was dead and thereby wanted to let the woman remarry, it's pretty serious. And therefore, we're confident that if he said what he said, that it's actually true, coupled with the fact that the woman checks into it properly. The other comment that the Pesachei Tshuva makes is that Mishum Iguna, because of the risk that a woman might be unable to remarry, Akilu Barabanon, the rabbis were lenient over here, and they did not impose what would normally be normative rabbinic legislation. Normally in such a case, they would make a legislation and be a little bit more strict in the type of verification required to know that her husband is dead. And over here, they did not make any such requirements, Mishumi Guna, because she's stuck in a hard place, and therefore they relied on the biblical leniency that one witness suffices. So the Gemara wonders, Iboi Luhu, the following question. Eid Echad Bamelchama Mahu. What is the halacha regarding one witness, but not in regular times, in times of war? We saw in the Mishnah that in times of war, we're going to be more strict because we're worried that people will figure that the person is probably dead. In Shulchan Aruch, the example is that the people in front of him were killed, the people in back of him online were killed, so they figure he was probably killed too. And they make up a story, and it sounds very plausible, but they didn't actually see it. And therefore in halacha, we're so strict that we require that the person say, I saw him, that he was dead, and I buried him. He has to be much more involved in a time of war than in time of peace, because we know that people's minds play games on them, and they really think they're telling the truth. So the Gemara wants to know, when you're dealing with one witness as opposed to a wife, what is the status regarding Melchama? Are we indeed more strict because it's a time of war? Taimo de'ed echad mehemen, the reason that one witness is believed, because it's something that will be revealed, and therefore people don't lie. So, achanami lo mashaker, we certainly don't believe this guy is lying. His credibility will be busted. Odilma, or maybe, taima de'edechad mishum dihigufa daiko mintseva. Maybe the reason is because she checks into things. So one witness is nice, but we know that she's going to check into things very carefully, because if she ends up being wrong, she's going to be pulled away from both men. And therefore, she's meticulous in her checking. But in this case, during war, with the support of one witness, Lodaiko Minseva, she's not really going to check into things, and the term bididami, according to impressions, is going to apply. Amar Rami Bar Chama, Tashema, the following answer was given. Amar Rabbi Akiva said, Kishi aradati l'nahardo la'aber hashana, when I went to Nahardo to make it a leap year, Matsasi Nehemya Ish Beis Dili, I found this certain Talmudic scholar, Va'omali, and he told me, Shamati Shemasim Seisha Be'eretz Yisrael Apie Dechot, Elo Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bava. I heard that the only person that allows an Eretz Yisrael to remarry based on one witness is Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bava. He's the one who champions that ruling. Venanti lo, and Rabbi Akiva said to him, I told him, Kein advarim, you're right. He's the only one who's really vocal on this thing to allow it. Amali, so this Talmudic scholar said, Emor lohem ishmi, tell them in my name, Atem yodim amadino azu mishubeshes begaisos, this area is full of dangerous people. Kach mekublani mi Rabbi Gamliel azaken. I have a tradition from Rabbi Gamliel, shemasimo isha apie dechod, that you are going to allow a woman to get married based on the testimony of one witness. So at first we thought that what he was saying was that the area is full of dangerous people, and even though it's the equivalent of a time of war, you could let the woman get married on the testimony of one witness. And the Gemara says that that's not the correct understanding. Ela Amar Rava, Rava said, Hachi Kamar, Atem Yodim, you know, Shemedina Ze Meshubeshes Begaisos, why is he talking about the bad people? V'lo Efshali L'mishpakin Shebesi, I can't leave my home, Umaisi Kamei Rabbanon, to come to the rabbis where they are gathering to tell them this tradition. But Kach Mikublani Mirabi Gamliel, but indeed I have a tradition, Shemasim Isha Piedechad, that you let a woman get married based on one witness. But, as Rava is understanding this, the one witness is only in good times. But if it was a time of war, we're concerned that people will accept circumstantial evidence, and therefore more strict, and we require, in the words of halacha, that the person say not just that he knows he's dead, but that he actually participated in the kvura, in the burial. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.